Project Gutenberg, 1971-2008, Marie Lebert. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Project Gutenberg, 1971-2008. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. This is a copyrighted Project Gutenberg ebook. Details below. Asterisk. Please follow the copyright guidelines in this file. Asterisk title. Project Gutenberg, 1971-2008 author. Marie Lebert. Release date. October 26, 2008, ebook 27045. Most recently updated. January 4, 2021 language. English other information and formats. www.gutenberg.org/ebook/27045. Credits. Produced by Al Haynes. Asterisk start of the project GUTMBRG EBOOK Project GUTMBRG 1971-2008. Produced by Al Haynes. Project GUTMBRG 1971-2008 Marie Lebert. NEF, University of Toronto and Project Gutenberg 2008. Copyright 2008 Marie Lebert. This long article is dated May 2008. With many thanks to the great people who helped me, especially Michael Hart, founder of Project Gutenberg, and Russin Wooldridge, founder of NEF. All the mistakes are mine, my mother tongue is not. English but French. This article is also available in French. Le Projet, Gutenberg, 1971-2008, Table 1, Overview 2, Abet since 1971 3, The Method 4, Shared Proofreading 5, Becoming Multilingual 6, Public Domain versus Copyright 7, From the Past to the Future 8, Chronology 9, Stats 10, Links 1, Overview. August 1997, 1,000 books. April 2002, 5,000 books. October 2003, 10,000 books. January 2005, 15,000 books. December 2006, 20,000 books. April 2008, 25,000 books. In July 1971, Michael Hart created Project Gutenberg with the goal of making available for free and electronically literary works belonging to public domain. A pioneer site in a number of ways, Project Gutenberg was the first information provider on the internet and is the oldest digital library. When the internet became popular in the mid-1990s, the project got a boost and an international dimension. The number of electronic books rose from 1,000 in August 1997 to 5,000 in April 2002, 10,000 in October 2003, 15,000 in January 2005, 20,000 in December 2006, and 25,000 in April 2008, with a current production rate of around 340 new books each month. With 55 languages and 40 mirror sites around the world, books are being downloaded by the tens of thousands every day. Project Gutenberg promotes digitization in text format, meaning that a book can be copied, indexed, searched, analyzed, and compared with other books. Contrary to other formats, the files are accessible for low bandwidth use. The main source of new Project Gutenberg ebooks is distributed proofreaders, launched in October 2000 by Charles Franks to help in the digitizing of books from public domain too. Abet since 1971 equals in a few words. If the print book is 5 centuries and a half old, the electronic book is only 37 years old. It is born with Project Gutenberg, created by Michael Hart in July 1971 to make available for free electronic versions of literary books belonging to public domain. A pioneer site in a number of ways, Project Gutenberg was the first information provider on an embryonic internet and is the oldest digital library. Long considered by its critics as impossible on a large scale, Project Gutenberg counted 25,000 books in April 2008, with tens of thousands downloads daily. To this day, nobody has done a better job of putting the world's literature at everyone's disposal. And to create a vast network of volunteers all over the world without wasting people's skills or energy. During the first 20 years, Michael Hart himself keyed in the first 100 books with the occasional help of others from time to time. When the internet became popular in the mid-1990s, the project got a boost and an international dimension. Michael still typed and scanned in books, but now coordinated the work of dozens and then hundreds of volunteers in many countries. The number of electronic books rose from 1,000 in August 1997 to 2,000 in May 1999, 3,000 in December 2000, and 4,000 in October 2001. 37 years after its birth, Project Gutenberg is running at full capacity. It had 5,000 books online in April 2002, 10,000 books in October 2003, 15,000 books in January 2005, 20,000 books in December 2006, and 25,000 books in April 2008. With 340 new books available per month, 40 mirror sites in a number of countries, books downloaded by the tens of thousands every day, and tens of thousands of volunteers in various teams. Whether they were digitized 30 years ago or they are digitized now, all the books are captured in plain vanilla ASCII, the original 7-bit ASCII, with the same formatting rules so they can be read easily by any machine, operating system or software, including on a PDA, a cell phone, or an ebook reader. Any individual or organization is free to convert them to different formats, without any restriction except respect for copyright laws in the country involved. In January 2004, Project Gutenberg had spread across the Atlantic with the creation of Project Gutenberg Europe. On top of its original mission, it also became a bridge between languages and cultures, with a number of national and linguistic sections, while adhering to the same principle, books for all and for free through electronic versions that can be used and reproduced indefinitely, and, as a second step, the digitization of images and sound in the same spirit, equals beginning and persevering. Let us get back to the beginnings of the project. When he was a student at the University of Illinois, USA, Michael Hart was given $100 million of computer time at the materials research lab of his university. On July 4, 1971, on Independence Day, Michael keyed in the United States Declaration of Independence, signed on July 4, 1776, to the mainframe he was using, in uppercase because there was no lowercase yet, but to send a 5K file to the 100 users of the embryonic internet would have crashed the network. So Michael mentioned where the e-text was stored, though without a hypertext link because the web was still 20 years ahead. It was downloaded by 6 users. Project Gutenberg was born. Michael decided to use this huge amount of computer time to search the public domain books that were stored in our libraries and to digitize these books. He also decided to store the electronic texts, e-texts, in the simplest way, using the plain text format called plain vanilla ASCII, so they can be read easily by any machine, operating system, or software. A book would become a continuous text file instead of a set of pages, with caps for the terms in italic, bold, or underlined of the print version. Soon afterwards, he defined Project Gutenberg's mission, to put at everyone's disposal in electronic versions as many literary works of the public domain as possible for free. As he stated years later in August 1998, we consider e-text to be a new medium with no real relationship to paper, other than presenting the same material, but I don't see how paper can possibly compete once people each find their own comfortable way to e-texts, especially in schools. After he keyed in the United States Declaration of Independence in 1971, Michael went on in 1972 and typed in a longer text, the United States Bill of Rights. That includes the 10 First Amendments added in 1789 to the Constitution, dated 1787, and defining the individual rights of the citizens and the distinct powers of the federal government and the states. In 1973, Michael typed in the full text of the United States Constitution. From one year to the next, disk space was getting larger by the standards of the time. There was no hard disk yet, so it was possible to plan bigger files. Michael began typing in the Bible because the individual books of the Bible could be processed separately as different files. He also worked on the collected works of Shakespeare with one play at a time and a file for each play. That edition of Shakespeare was never released due to copyright changes. If Shakespeare's works belong to the public domain, the comments and notes may be copyrighted depending on the publication date. But other editions belonging to the public domain were posted a few years later. In parallel, the internet, which was still embryonic in 1971, was born in 1974. With the creation of TCP/IP, Transmission Control Protocol / Internet Protocol, by Vinton Cerf and Bob Kahn. Its rapid expansion started in 1983, equals 10 to 10,000 books. In August 1989, Project Gutenberg completed its 10th book, The King James Bible. That was first published in 1611, with the standard text dated 1769. In 1990, there were 250,000 internet users, and the standard was 360K disks. In January 1991, Michael typed in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, published in 1865. In July 1991, he typed in Peter Pan by James M. Barrie, published in 1904. These two worldwide classics of childhood literature each fitted on one disc. 1991 was also the year the web became operational. The first browser, Mosaic, was released in November 1993. As the web was becoming a popular medium, it became easier to circulate e-texts and recruit volunteers. Project Gutenberg gradually got into its stride, with the digitization of one book per month in 1991, two books per month in 1992, four books per month in 1993, and eight books per month in 1994. In January 1994, Project Gutenberg celebrated its 100th book by releasing the complete works of William Shakespeare. Shakespeare wrote most of his work between 1590 and 1613. The steady growth went on, with an average of 8 books per month in 1994, 16 books per month in 1995, and 32 books per month in 1996. As we can see, from 1991 to 1996, the output doubled every year. While continuing to digitize books, Michael was also coordinating the work of dozens of volunteers. At the end of 1993, Project Gutenberg's e-texts were organized into three main sections: a light literature, such as Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Peter Pan, or Aesop's Fables; b, heavy literature, such as the Bible, Shakespeare's works, or Moby Dick; c, reference literature, such as Rogett's Thesaurus and a set of encyclopedias and dictionaries. This organization in three sections was abandoned later for a more detailed classification. Project Gutenberg's goal is to be universal, both for the literary works that are chosen and the audience who reads them. The goal is to put literature at everyone's disposal, with a focus on books that many people would use frequently, and not only students and teachers. For example, the light literature section is intended for preschoolers as well as their grandparents. The aim is that they will want to look up the e-text of Peter Pan when they come back from watching Hook at the movies, or that they will read the e-text of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland after seeing it on TV, or that they will look for the context of a quotation after hearing it in one of the Star Trek episodes. Nearly every episode of Star Trek quotes from books which are in the Project Gutenberg collections. The idea is that, whether they were avid readers of print books or not in the past, people should easily be able to look up quotations they hear in conversations, movies, music, or they read in books, newspapers, and magazines, within a library containing all these quotations in an easy-to-use format. E-texts don't take up much space in ASCII format. They can be easily downloaded with a standard phone line. Searching a word or a phrase is simple too. People can easily search an entire e-text by using the plain search menu available in any program. In 1997, the output was still an average of 32 books per month. In June 1997, Project Gutenberg released The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle, published in 1883. In August 1997, it released its 1,000th book, La Divina Commedia di Dante, published in 1321, in Italian, its original language. In August 1998, Michael wrote, "My own personal goal is to put 10,000 e-texts on." The net editor's note: his goal was reached in October 2003, and if I can get some major support, I would like to expand that to 1 million and to also expand our potential audience for the average e-text from 1x% of the world population to over 10%, thus changing our goal from giving away 1 trillion e-texts to 1,000 times as many, a trillion and a quadrillion in U.S. terminology, equals 1,000 to 10,000 books. From 1998 to 2000, there was a steadfast average of 36 new books per month. In May 1999, there were 2,000 books. The 2000th book was Don Quixote by Cervantes. Published in 1605 in Spanish, its original language. Released in December 2000, the 3000th book was the third volume of El Hombre Des. Junes Fils en Fleurs, In the Shadow of Young Girls in Flower by Marcel Proust, published in 1919 in French, its original language. Around 104 books per month were released in 2001. Released in October 2001, the 4000th book was the French Immortal series in English. Published in 1905 by Maison Mazarin, Paris, this book is an anthology of short fictions by authors belonging to the renowned French Academy, Académie Française, notably Émile Sylvestre, Pierre Loti, Hector Mallat, Charles de Bernard, and Alphonse Daudet. Available in April 2002, the 5000th book was The Notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci, which he wrote at the beginning of the 16th century. A text that is steadily in the top 100 of downloaded texts. In 1988, Michael Hart chose to digitize Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Peter Pan because they each fitted on one 360K disc, the standard of the time. 15 years later, in 2002, 1.44M is the standard disc, and ZIP is the standard compression. The practical file size is about 3 million characters, more than long enough for the average book. The digitized ASCII version of A 300-page novel is 1M. A bulky book can fit in two ASCII files that can be downloaded as is or in zip format. An average of 50 hours is necessary to get an e-text selected, copyright cleared, scanned, proofread, formatted, and assembled. A few numbers are reserved for special books. For example, e-book number 1984 is reserved for George Orwell's classic, published in 1949 and still a long way from falling into the public domain. In 2002, around 100 books were released per month. In spring 2002, Project Gutenberg's books represented 1/4 of all the public domain works freely, available on the web, and listed nearly exhaustively by the Internet Public Library, IPL. An impressive result thanks to the relentless work of thousands of volunteers in several countries. 1,000 books in August 1997, 2,000 books in May 1999, 3,000 books in December 2000, 4,000 books in October 2001, 5,000 books in April 2002, 10,000 books in October 2003. E-book number 10,000 is the Magna Carta, the first English constitutional text, signed in 1215. From April 2002 to October 2003, in 18 months, the number of books doubled, going from 5,000 to 10,000 with a monthly average of 300 new digitized books, 10,000 books, an impressive number if we think about all the scanned and proofread pages this number represents. A fast growth thanks to Distributed Proofreaders, a website launched in October 2000 by Charles Franks to share the proofreading of books between many volunteers. Volunteers choose one of the books listed on the site and proofread a given page. They don't have any quota to fulfill, but it is recommended they do a page per day if possible. It doesn't seem much, but with hundreds of volunteers, it really adds up. Books are also copied on CDs and DVDs. Blank CDs and DVDs cost next to nothing, as does their burning on a CD or DVD writer. Project Gutenberg sends a free CD or DVD to anyone who asks for it, and people are encouraged to make copies for a friend, a library, or a school. Released in August 2003, The Best of Gutenberg CD contained over 600 books as a follow-up to other CDs in the past. The first Project Gutenberg DVD was released in December 2003 to celebrate the landmark of 10,000 books, with most of the existing titles, 9,400 books, equals 10,000 to 20,000 books. In December 2003, there were 11,000 books digitized in several formats, most of them in ASCII, and some of them in HTML or XML. This represented 46,000 files and 110G on 13 February 2004, the day of Michael Hart's presentation at UNESCO in Paris. There were exactly 11,340 books in 25 languages. In May 2004, the 12,581 books represented 100,000 files in 20 different formats and 135 gigabytes. With more than 300 new books added per month, 338 books in 2004, the number of gigabytes is expected to double every year. The Project Gutenberg Consortia Center, PGCC, was officially affiliated to Project Gutenberg in 2003. Since 1997, PGCC had been working on gathering collections of existing ebooks as a complement to Project Gutenberg, which was focusing on the production of ebooks. In December 2003, Distributed Proofreaders Europe, DPE Europe, were launched by Project Rastko, followed by Project Gutenberg Europe, PG Europe, in January 2004. Project Gutenberg Europe celebrated its first 100 books in June 2005. These books were in several languages, a reflection of European linguistic diversity, with 100 languages planned for the long term. In January 2005, Project Gutenberg reached the landmark of 15,000 books. Ebook number 15,000 is The Life of Reason by George Santayana, published in 1906. In July 2005, Project Gutenberg of Australia, launched in 2001, reached the landmark of 500 books. New teams were getting ready to launch Project Gutenberg Canada, Project Gutenberg Portugal, and Project Gutenberg Philippines over the next years. What about languages? If there were works in 25 languages only in February 2004, there were works in 42 languages in July 2005, including Iroquoian, Sanskrit, and the Mayan languages. On July 27, 2005, out of a total of 16,800 books, the seven main languages were English with 14,548 books, French 577 books, German 349 books, Finnish 218 books, Dutch 130 books, Spanish 103 books, and Chinese 69 books. There were books in 50 languages in December 2006. On December 16, 2006, out of a total of 19,996 books, the main languages were English 17,377 books, French 966 books, German 412 books, Finnish 344 books, Dutch 244 books, Spanish 140 books, Italian 102 books, Chinese 69 books, Portuguese 68 books, and Tagalog 51 books. In December 2006, Project Gutenberg reached the landmark of 20,000 books. Ebook number 20,000 was the audiobook of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Vingt Mille Lieues Sous Les Mers, by Jules Verne, published in 1869. Half of these 20,000 books were produced by Distributed Proofreaders since October 2000, with a monthly average of 346 new digitized books in 2006. If 32 years were necessary to digitize the first 10,000 books between July 1971 and October 2003, 3 years and 2 months were necessary to digitize the following 10,000 books between October 2003 and December 2006. Project Gutenberg of Australia was about to reach 1,500 books. This goal was achieved in April 2007, and Project Gutenberg Europe reached 500 books. The section Project Gutenberg preprints was set up in January 2006 to collect items submitted to Project Gutenberg, which for some reason were interesting enough to be available online, but not quite ready yet to be added to the main Project Gutenberg collection. The reason being, for example, missing data, low-quality files, formats which were not handy, etc. This new section had 379 files in December 2006, equals 20,000 to 25,000 books. Project Gutenberg News began in November 2006 with Mike Cook as its editor and webmaster, as a complement to the weekly and monthly newsletters that had existed since a number of years. The website gives, for example, the weekly, monthly, and yearly production stats since 2001. The weekly production was 24 books in 2001, 47 books in 2002, 79 books in 2003, 78 books in 2004, 58 books in 2005, 80 books in 2006, and 78 books in 2007. The monthly production was 104 books in 2001, 203 books in 2002, 348 books in 2003, 338 books in 2004, 252 books in 2005, 345 books in 2006, and 338 books in 2007. The yearly production was 1,244 books in 2001, 2,432 books in 2002, 4,176 books in 2003, 4,058 books in 2004, 3,019 books in 2005, 4,141 books in 2006, and 4,049 books in 2007. Project Gutenberg of Canada, PGC, was founded on July 1, 2007 on Canada Day by Michael Shepard and David Jones, and Distributed Proofreaders of Canada, DPC, started production in December 2007. There were 100 books in March 2008, with books in English, French, and Italian. The combined Project Gutenberg projects have produced a total of 26,161 titles in 2007. Project Gutenberg sent out 15 million books via snail mail in 2007 under the form of CDs and DVDs. Dated July 2006, the latest DVD included 17,000 books. Since 2005, CD and DVD files have also been periodically generated as ISO files, to be downloaded and used to make a CD or DVD using a CD or DVD writer. As for volunteers, Distributed Proofreaders, DP, who started production, October 2000 had over 52,000 volunteers in January 2008. DP processed 11,934 books since its beginnings. Distributed Proofreaders of Europe, DP Europe, who started production in December 2003, had over 1,500 volunteers in January 2008. Distributed Proofreaders Canada, DPC, who started production in December 2007, had over 250 volunteers in January 2008. Project Gutenberg reached the landmark of 25,000 books in April 2008. Ebook number 25,000 was English Book Collectors by William Younger Fletcher, published in 1902. On April 21, 2008, out of a total of 25,004 books, the main languages were English, 21,475 books, French, 1,168 books, German, 530 books, Finnish, 433 books, Dutch, 326 books, Portuguese, 217 books, Chinese, 196 books, Spanish, 180 books, Italian, 128 books, Latin, 55 books, and Tagalog, 54 books. And there were books in Esperanto, 45 books, Swedish, 40 books, Danish, 20 books, Catalan, 19 books, Welsh, 10 books, Norwegian, 10 books, Russian, 7 books, Icelandic, 7 books, Hungarian, 7 books, Middle English, 6 books, Greek, 6 books, and Bulgarian, 6 books. 3. The method. Whether digitized years ago or now, all the books are digitized in 7-bit plain ASCII American Standard Code for Information Interchange, called plain vanilla, ASCII. Used since the beginnings of computing, it is the set of unaccented characters present on a standard English language keyboard, AZ, AZ, numbers, punctuation, and other basic symbols. When 8-bit ASCII, also called ISO 8859 or ISO Latin, is used for books with accented characters like French or German, Project Gutenberg also produces a 7-bit ASCII version with the accent stripped. This doesn't apply for languages that are not convertible in ASCII, like Chinese, encoded in Big Five. Plain vanilla ASCII is the best format by far. It is the lowest common denominator. It can be read, written, copied, and printed by any simple text, editor, or word processor on any electronic device. It is the only format compatible with 99% of hardware and software. It can be used as it is or to create versions in many other formats. It will still be used while other formats will be obsolete or are already obsolete, like formats of a few short-lived reading devices launched since 1999. It is the assurance collections will never be obsolete and will survive future technological changes. The goal is to preserve the texts not only over decades but over centuries. There is no other standard as widely used as ASCII right now, even Unicode, a universal encoding system created in 1991. Project Gutenberg also publishes books in well-known formats like HTML, XML, or RTF. There are Unicode files too. Any other format provided by volunteers, PDF, Lit, TX, and many others, is usually accepted, as long as they also supply an ASCII version where possible. But a large-scale conversion into other formats is handed over to other organizations. For example, Blackmesk Online, which uses Project Gutenberg's collections to offer thousands of free books in 8 different formats based on the Open eBook OB format, or ManyBooks Net, which converts Project Gutenberg's books into formats readable on PDAs, or mobile books with 5,000 books in Java JAR format that can be downloaded from the website to be read. On a cell phone, or Wattpad, a free service for reading and sharing stories on a mobile phone. Once downloaded to your phone, the service gives instant access to works from Project Gutenberg. As a volunteer, the wisest thing to do is to choose a book published before 1923. It is also required that copyright clearance be confirmed prior to working on any book by sending a photocopy of the title page and verso page, even if the latter is blank, to Michael Hart. The pages should be sent as scans to be uploaded on the website. For people who cannot create scans, it is possible to send photocopies by postal mail. The pages will then be filed either on paper or electronically so that the proof will be available in the future to demonstrate if necessary that the book is in the public domain under the U.S. law. Project Gutenberg doesn't release any book until the book's copyright status has been confirmed. What is entailed exactly once copyright clearance is received? Digitization is done by scanning the book page after page to get image files. Then volunteers run an OCR optical character recognition software to convert image files into text files. Then each text file is proofread, i.e. reread and corrected, by comparing it to the image file or the original page of the print version. There is an average of 10 mistakes per page for a good OCR package, and many more mistakes if the quality of the scanner and the OCR package is not great. The book is proofread twice on the computer screen by two different people, who make any corrections necessary. When the original is in poor condition, as with very old books, it is keyed in manually, word by word. Some volunteers themselves prefer to type short texts or works they particularly like. But most books are scanned, OCR'd, and proofread. Contrary to digitization in image format, which consists only in scanning the pages, digitization in text format adds the OCR step. The book can be copied, indexed, searched, analyzed, and compared with other books. B. It is possible to search the content of the book with the Find button available in any browser and any software without a specific search engine. The assets of digitization in text format are numerous. It makes a smaller and more easily sendable computer file, unlike digitization in image format, which produces a bulky photo file. Contrary to other formats, the files are accessible for low bandwidth use. They can be copied as much as needed to produce new digital or print versions for free. The typos pointed out after the text is released can be fixed at any time. Readers can change the font and size of characters, the margins, or the number of lines per page. Visually impaired readers can increase the letter size. Blind readers can use speech recognition software. All this is very difficult, if not impossible, with many other formats. If the books released are 99.9% accurate in the eyes of the general reader, the goal is not to create authoritative editions and to argue with a picky reader whether a certain sentence should have a colon instead of a semicolon between its clauses. Project Gutenberg is convinced that proofreading by human beings is a very important step, and that this step makes all the difference. The use of scanned books as is converted to text format by OCR software with no proofreading gives a much lower quality result. After running OCR software, the text is 99% reliable in the best of cases. After proofreading, the text becomes 99.95% reliable, a high percentage which is also the standard at the Library of Congress. For this reason, Project Gutenberg's perspective is rather different from that of the Internet Archive. In its text archive, books are scanned and OCR'd, but they are not proofread. The main formats used are XML, TIFF, and DJVU. Books are not proofread either in other main collections, Open Content Alliance OCA, Google Books Search, or Microsoft Live Book Search. Project Gutenberg provides a nearly full text search on the first 100K of each file using Google, with a database updated approximately monthly. It also provides a search of book metadata, author, title, brief description, keywords, as a participant in Yahoo's content acquisition program with a database updated weekly. Both are available in the online book catalog at the bottom of the page. In the advanced search, several fields can be filled: author, title, subject, language, category, any, audiobook, music, pictures, low CC, Library of Congress catalog classification, file type, text, PDF, HTML, XML, JPEG, etc., and eText ebook. No. A field full text was also added as an experimental feature, On Project Gutenberg's website, a file recode service allows users to convert books in one format, ASCII, ISO 8859, Unicode, and others into another, and vice versa. A much more powerful conversion program may be launched in the future. With a conversion into still more formats, XML, HTML, PDF, TX, RTF, including Braille and voice, it will then also be possible to choose the font and size of characters and the background color. Another eagerly expected conversion is that of a book from one language to another by machine translation software. This may be possible in a few years when machine translation is accurate to 99%. Still, these books will certainly need some proofreading too by human translators. 4. Shared proofreading. The main leap forward of Project Gutenberg in the last few years is due to distributed proofreaders. Distributed Proofreaders was launched in October 2000 by Charles Franks to help in the digitizing of public domain books. Originally meant to assist Project Gutenberg in the handling of shared proofreading, Distributed Proofreaders became the main source of Project Gutenberg books. In 2002, Distributed Proofreaders became an official Project Gutenberg site. In May 2006, Distributed Proofreaders became a separate entity and continues to maintain a strong relationship with Project Gutenberg. Volunteers don't have a quota to fill, but it is recommended they do a page a day if possible. It doesn't seem much, but with hundreds of volunteers, it really adds up. In 2003, about 250-300 people were working each day all over the world, producing a daily total of 2,500 pages, the equivalent of 2 pages a minute. In 2004, the average was 300-400 proofreaders participating each day, and finishing for 1,700 pages per day, the equivalent of 4 pages a minute. The number of books that have been processed through distributed proofreaders has grown fast, with a total of 3,000 books in February 2004, 5,000 books in October 2004, and 7,000 books in May 2005, 8,000 books in February 2006, and 10,000 books in March 2007, with 5 books produced per day and 52,000 volunteers in December 2007. From the website, one can access a program that allows several proofreaders to be working on the same book at the same time, each proofreading on different pages. This significantly speeds up the proofreading process. Volunteers register and receive detailed instructions. For example, words in bold, italic, or underlined, or footnotes are always treated the same way for any book. A discussion forum allows them to ask questions or seek help at any time. A project manager oversees the progress of a particular book through its different steps on the website. The website gives a full list of the books that are A. completed, i.e. processed through the site and posted to Project Gutenberg. B. in progress, i.e. processed through the site but not yet posted because currently going through their final proofreading and assembly. C. being proofread, i.e. currently being processed. On August 3, 2005, 7,639 books were completed, 1,250 books were in progress, and 831 books were being proofread. On May 1, 2008, 13,039 books were completed, 1,840 books were in progress, and 1,000 books were being proofread. Each time a volunteer proofreader goes to the website, as he chooses a book, any book, one page of the book appears in two forms side by side, the scanned image of one page and the text from that image, as produced by OCR software. The proofreader can easily compare both versions, note the differences, and fix them. OCR is usually 99% accurate, which makes for about 10 corrections a page. The proofreader saves each page as it is completed and can then either stop work or do another. The books are proofread twice, and the second time only by experienced proofreaders. All the pages of the book are then formatted, combined, and assembled by post-processors to make an ebook. The ebook is now ready to be posted with an index entry, title, subtitle, author, ebook number, and character set for the database. Indexers go on with the cataloging process, authors, dates of birth and death, Library of Congress classification, etc., after the release. Volunteers can also work independently, after contacting Project Gutenberg, directly by keying in a book they particularly like using any text editor or word processor. They can also scan it and convert it into text using OCR, software, and then make corrections by comparing it with the original. In each case, someone else will proofread it. They can use ASCII and any other format. Everybody is welcome, whatever the method and whatever the format. New volunteers are most welcome too at Distributed Proofreaders, DP, Distributed Proofreaders Europe, DP Europe, and Distributed Proofreaders Canada, DPC. Any volunteer anywhere is welcome for any language. There is a lot to do. As stated on both websites, remember that there is no commitment expected on the site. Proofread as often or as seldom as you like and as many or as few pages as you like. We encourage people to do a page a day, but it's entirely up to you. We hope you will join us in our mission of preserving the literary history of the world in a freely available form for everyone to use. 5. Becoming multilingual. What about languages? First Project Gutenberg's books are mostly in English. As it has been based in the United States since 1971, it has focused on the English-speaking community in the country and worldwide. Multilingualism started in 1997. In October 1997, Michael Hart expressed his intention to include books in other languages. At the beginning of 1998, the catalog had a few titles in French, 10 titles, German, Italian, Spanish, and Latin. In July 1999, Michael wrote, "I am publishing in one new language per month right now and will continue as long as possible." In February 2004, there were works in 25 languages. In July 2005, there were works in 42 languages, including Iroquoian, Sanskrit, and the Mayan languages. The seven main languages with more than 50 books were English, French, German, Finnish, Dutch, Spanish, and Chinese. In December 2006, there were books in 50 languages. They were 10 main languages, the above ones plus Italian, Portuguese, and Tagalog. In April 2008, there were books in 55 languages with 11 main languages, the above ones plus Latin. Esperanto was not far with 45 books, and Swedish followed with 40 books. French is the second main language after English. On February 13, 2004, there were 181 books in French, out of a total of 11,340 books. On May 16, 2005, there were 547 books in French, out of a total of 15,505 books. The number tripled in 15 months. On July 27, 2005, there were 577 books in French, out of a total of 16,800 books. On December 16, 2006, there were 966 books in French, out of a total of 19,996 books. On April 21, 2008, there were 1,168 books in French, out of a total of 25,004 books. The number of French books is expected to rise significantly in a few years when Project Gutenberg Europe will run at full speed. What were the first books posted in French? They were 6 novels by Stendhal and 2 novels by Jules Verne, all released in early 1997. The 6 novels by Stendhal were El Abbas de Castro, Les Sensei, La Chartreuse de Parme, La Duchesse de Paliano, Le Rouge et le Noir, and Vittoria a Corimboni. The 2 novels by Jules Verne were De la Terre à la Lune and La Tour du Monde en Quatre-Vingts Jours. In early 1997, whereas Project Gutenberg offered no English version of any of Stendhal's writings, yet 3 of Jules Verne's novels were available in English, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea's original title, Vingt Mille Lieues Sous les Mers, posted in September 1994, Around the World in 80 Days, original title, La Tour du Monde en Quatre-Vingts Jours, posted in January 1994, and From the Earth to the Moon, original title, De la Terre à la Lune, posted in September 1993. Stendhal and Jules Verne were followed by Edmond Rostand with Cyrano de Bergerac, posted in March 1998. In late 1999, the top 20, the 20 most downloaded authors included Jules Verne at 11 and Emile Zola at 16. They still have a very good ranking in the present top 100. As a side remark, the first images ever made available by Project Gutenberg were French cave paintings, posted in April 1995, with an XHTML version posted in November 2000. This book contains 4 photos of Paleolithic paintings found in a grotto located in Ardèche, a region of southeastern France. These photos, which are copyrighted, were made available to Project Gutenberg thanks to Jean Klotz, a French general curator for cultural heritage, Conservateur Général du Patrimoine, for everyone to enjoy them. In 2004, multilingualism became one of the priorities of Project Gutenberg, like internationalization. Michael Hart went off to Europe with stops in Paris, Brussels, and Belgrade. He gave a lecture on February 12, 2004 at UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, headquarters in Paris. He chaired a discussion at the French National Assembly on February 13. The following week, he addressed the European Parliament in Brussels. He also met with the team of Project Rastko in Belgrade to support the creation of Distributed Proofreaders Europe, launched in December 2003, and Project Gutenberg Europe, launched in January 2004. The launching of Distributed Proofreaders Europe, DP Europe, by Project Rastko was indeed a very important step. DP Europe uses the software of the original Distributed Proofreaders and is dedicated to the proofreading of books for Project Gutenberg Europe. Since its very beginnings, DP Europe has been a multilingual website with its main pages translated into several European languages by volunteer translators. DP Europe was available in 12 languages in April 2004 and 22 languages in May 2008. The long-term goal is 60 languages and 60 linguistic teams representing all the European languages. When it gets up to speed, DP Europe will provide books for several national and/or linguistic digital libraries, for example, Project Gutenberg France for France. The goal is for every country to have its own digital library according to the country copyright limitations, within a continental network for France, the European network, and a global network for the whole planet. A few lines now on Project Rastko, which launched such a difficult and exciting project for Europe and catalyzed volunteers' energy in both Eastern and Western Europe and anywhere else. As the internet has no boundaries, there is no need to live in Europe to register. Founded in 1997, Project Rastko is a non-governmental cultural and educational project. One of its goals is the online publishing of Serbian culture. It is part of the Balkans Cultural Network Initiative, a regional cultural network for the Balkan Peninsula in southeastern Europe. In May 2005, Distributed Proofreaders Europe finished processing its 100th ebook. In June 2005, Project Gutenberg Europe was launched with these first 100 books. PG Europe operates under Life Plus 50 copyright laws. DP Europe supports Unicode to be able to proofread books in numerous languages. Created in 1991 and widely used since 1998, Unicode is an encoding system that gives a unique number for every character in any language, contrary to the much older ASCII that was meant only for English and a few European languages. On August 3, 2005, 137 books were completed, processed through the site, and posted to Project Gutenberg Europe. 418 books were in progress processed through the site but not yet posted because currently going through their final proofreading and assembly, and 125 books were being proofread, currently being processed. On May 10, 2008, 496 books were completed, 653 books were in progress, and 91 books were being proofread. 6. Public domain vs. copyright. As stated in the Project Gutenberg FAQ, the public domain is the set of cultural works that are free of copyright and belong to everyone equally, i.e., that books that can be digitized to be freely available on the internet. But the task of Project Gutenberg isn't made any easier by the increasing restrictions to the public domain. In former times, 50% of works belonged to the public domain and could be freely used by everybody. A much tougher legislation was set in place over the centuries, step by step, especially during the 20th century, despite our so-called information society. In 2100, 99% of works might be governed by copyright, with a meager 1% for public domain. In the copyright how-to section, Project Gutenberg presents its own rules for confirming the public domain status of books according to U.S. copyright laws. Here is a summary. Works published before 1923 entered the public domain no later than 75 years from the copyright date. All these works are now in the public domain. Works published between 1923 and 1977 retain copyright for 95 years. No such works will enter the public domain until 2019. Works created from 1978 on enter the public domain 70 years after the death of the author, if the author is a natural person. Nothing will enter the public domain until 2049. Works created from 1978 on enter the public domain 95 years after publication, or 120 years after creation if the author is a corporate one. Nothing will enter the public domain until 2074. Other rules apply too. The copyright law was amended 11 times between 1976 and now. Much more restrictive than the previous one, the current legislation became effective after the promulgation of amendments to the 1976 Copyright Act, dated October 27, 1998. As explained by Michael Hart in July 1999, nothing will expire for another 20 years. We used to have to wait 75 years. Now it is 95 years. And it was 28 years, plus a possible 28-year extension, only on request before that, and 14 years, plus a possible 14-year extension before that. So, as you can see, this is a serious degrading of the public domain as a matter of continuing policy. These amendments were a major blow for digital libraries and deeply shocked their founders, beginning with Michael Hart, founder of Project Gutenberg in 1971, and John Mark Åkerblom, founder of the online books page in 1993. But how were they to measure up to the major publishing companies? Michael wrote in July 1999. No one has said more against copyright extensions than I have, but Hollywood and the big publishers have seen to it that our Congress won't even mention it in public. The kind of copyright debate going on is totally impractical. It is run by and for the landed gentry of the information age. Information age? For whom? John wrote in August 1999, I think it's important for people on the web to understand that copyright is a social contract that's designed for the public. Good. Where the public includes both authors and readers. This means that authors should have the right to exclusive use of their creative works for limited times, as is expressed in current copyright law. But it also means that their readers have the right to copy and reuse the work at will once copyright expires. In the US now, there are various efforts to take rights away from readers by restricting fair use, lengthening copyright terms, even with some proposals to make them perpetual, and extending intellectual property to cover facts separate from creative works, such as found in the database copyright proposals. There are even proposals to effectively replace copyright law altogether with potentially much more onerous contract law. The political authorities continually speak about an information age while tightening the laws relating to the dissemination of information. The contradiction is obvious. This problem has also affected Australia, forcing Project Gutenberg of Australia to withdraw dozens of books from its collections and several European countries. In a number of countries, the rule is now life of the author plus 70 years instead of life plus 50 years, following pressure from content owners, with the subsequent harmonization of national copyright laws as a response to the globalization of the market. But there is still hope for some books published after 1923. According to Greg Newby, director of PGLAF, Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, 1 million books published between 1923 and 1964 could also belong to the public domain because only 10% of copyrights were actually renewed. Project Gutenberg tries to locate these books. In April 2004, with the help of hundreds of volunteers at distributed proofreaders, all copyright renewal records were posted for books from 1950 through 1977. So if a given book published during this period is not on the list, it means the copyright was not renewed and the book fell into the public domain. In April 2007, Stanford University used this data to create a copyright renewal database, searchable by title, author, copyright date, and copyright renewal date. 7. From the past to the future. The bet made by Michael Hart in 1971 succeeded. Project Gutenberg counted 10 books online in August 1989, 100 books in January 1994, 1,000 books in August 1997, 2,000 books in May 1999, 3,000 books in December 2000, 4,000 books in October 2001, 5,000 books in April 2002, 10,000 books in October 2003, 15,000 books in January 2005, 20,000 books in December 2006, and 25,000 books in April 2008. But Project Gutenberg's results are not only measured in numbers, which can't compete yet with the number of print books in the public domain. The results also include the major influence that the project has had. As the oldest producer of free books on the internet, Project Gutenberg has inspired many, other digital libraries, for example, Project Gutenberg DE for Classic German Literature and Project Runeberg for Classic Nordic, Scandinavian, Literature, two, name only two, which started respectively in 1992 and 1994. Project Gutenberg keeps its administrative and financial structure to the bare minimum. Its motto fits into three words: less is more. The minimal rules give much space to volunteers and to new ideas. The goal is to ensure its independence from loans and other funding and from ephemeral cultural priorities to avoid pressure from politicians or economic interests. The aim is also to ensure respect for the volunteers, who can be confident their work will be used not just for decades but for centuries. Volunteers can network through mailing lists, weekly or monthly newsletters, discussion lists, wikis and forums. Donations are used to buy equipment and supplies, mostly computers and scanners. Founded in 2000, the PGLAF, Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, has only three part-time employees. More generally, Michael should be given more credit as the real inventor of the electronic book, ebook. If we consider the ebook in its etymological sense, that is to say, a book that has been digitized to be distributed as an electronic file, it is now 37 years old and was born with Project Gutenberg in July 1971. This is a much more comforting paternity than the various commercial launchings in proprietary formats that peppered the early 2000s. There is no reason for the term ebook to be the monopoly of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and others. The non-commercial ebook is a full ebook and not a poor version, just as non-commercial electronic publishing is a fully fledged way of publishing and as valuable as commercial electronic publishing. Project Gutenberg e-texts are now called e-books, to use the recent terminology in the field. In July 1971, sending a 5K file to 100 people would have crashed the network of the time. In November 2002, Project Gutenberg could post the 75 files of the Human Genome Project, with files of dozens or hundreds of megabytes, shortly after its initial release in February 2001, because it was public domain. In 2004, a computer hard disk costing $140 could potentially hold the entire Library of Congress. And we probably are only a few years away from a storage disk capable of holding all the print media of our planet. What about documents other than text? In September 2003, Project Gutenberg launched Project Gutenberg Audio eBooks. As of December 2006, there are 367 computer-generated audiobooks and 132 human-read audiobooks. The number of human-read books should greatly increase over the next few years. There were 412 books in May 2008. As for computer-generated books, they won't be stored in a specific section anymore, but converted when requested from the existing electronic files in the main collections. Voice-activated requests will be possible as a useful tool for visually impaired readers. Launched at the same time, the Sheet Music subproject is dedicated to digitized music sheet. It also contains a few music recordings. Some still pictures and moving pictures are also available. These new collections should take off in the future, but digitizing books remains the priority, and there is a big demand, as confirmed by the tens of thousands of books that are downloaded every day. Four. Example, on July 31, 2005, there were 37,532 downloads for the day, 243,808 downloads for the week, and 1,154,765 downloads for the month. On May 6, 2007, there were 89,841 downloads for the day, 697,818 downloads for the week, and 295,436 downloads for the month. A few days later, the number of downloads for the month hit the landmark of 3 million downloads. On May 8, 2008, there were 115,138 downloads for the day, 714,323 downloads for the week, and 3,055,327 downloads for the month. This only for transfers from iBiblio.org, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, the main book distribution site, which also hosts the website. The Internet Archive is the backup distribution site and provides unlimited disk space for storage and processing. Project Gutenberg has 40 mirror sites in many countries and is looking for new ones. It also encourages the use of P2P for sharing its books. The top 100 lists the top 100 books and the top 100 authors for the previous day, the last 7 days, and the last 30 days. Project Gutenberg books can also help bridge the digital divide. They can be read on a computer or a secondhand PDA costing just a few dollars. Solar-powered, PDA offer a good solution in remote regions and developing countries. Later on, it is hoped machine translation software will be able to convert the books from one to another of 100 languages. In 10 years from now, it is possible that machine translation will be judged 99% satisfactory. Research is very active on that front, but there is still a lot to do, allowing for the reading of literary classics in a choice of many languages. In 2004, Project Gutenberg was in touch with a European project studying how to combine translation software and human translators, somewhat as OCR software is now, combined with the work of proofreaders. 37 years after the beginnings of Project Gutenberg, Michael Hart describes himself as a workaholic who devotes his entire life to his project because he thinks electronic books will become the killer application of the computer revolution. He considers himself a pragmatic and farsighted altruist. For years, he was regarded as a nut, but now he is respected. He wants to change the world through freely available books that can be used and copied endlessly, reading and culture for everyone at minimal cost. Project Gutenberg's mission can be stated in 8 words: to encourage the creation and distribution of ebooks by everybody and by every possible means, while implementing new ideas, new methods, and new software. According to him, there might be 25 million books belonging to public domain in the main regional and national libraries in the world, without counting various editions. If Gutenberg allowed everyone to get print books at little cost, Project Gutenberg could allow everyone to get a library of electronic books at no cost on a cheap device like a USB drive. So far, in April 2008, 25,000 high-quality books were available for free. Let us give the last word to Michael, whom I asked in August 1998, "What is your best experience with the internet?" His answer was, "The notes I get that tell me people appreciate that I have spent my life putting books, etc., on the internet. Some are quite touching and can make my whole day." 10 years later, he confirms that his answer would still be the same. 8. Chronology. **1971/07=year-month. 1971/07, Michael Hart keyed in the United States Declaration of Independence. Ebook 1, and informed the first 100 internet users. Project Gutenberg was born 1972. He keyed in the United States Bill of Rights. Ebook 2, 1973. He keyed in the United States Constitution. Ebook 5, 1974-88. He keyed in parts of the Bible and several works of Shakespeare. 1989/08. The King James Bible. Ebook 10, 1991/01. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Ebook 11, 1991/06. Peter Pan by James Barry. Ebook 16, 1991. Digitization of 1 book per month. 1992, digitization of 2 books per month. 1993, digitization of 4 books per month. 1993/12, creation of 3 main sections, light literature, heavy literature, reference literature. 1994, digitization of 8 books per month. 1994/01, the complete works of William Shakespeare, ebook 100. 1995, digitization of 16 books per month. 1996-97, digitization of 32 books per month. 1997-08, La Divina Commedia di Dante in Italian, ebook 1000. 1997, launching of Project Gutenberg Consortia Center, PGCC. 1998-2000, digitization of 36 books per month. 1999/05, Don Quixote by Cervantes in Spanish, ebook 2000. 2000, creation of Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PGLAF. 2000/10, Charles Frank started distributed proofreaders to assist Project Gutenberg. 2000/12, A Elombre des Junes Fils en Fleurs, third volume by Proust in French, ebook 3000. 2001/08, creation of Project Gutenberg of Australia. 2001/10, The French Immortal Series, ebook 4000. 2001, digitization of 104 books per month. 2001, distributed proofreaders became the main source of Project Gutenberg. Books, 2002, distributed proofreaders became an official Project Gutenberg site, 2002/04. The Notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci, ebook 5000, 2002, digitization of 203 books per month, 2003/08. Best of Gutenberg, CD with 600 books, 2003/09. Launching of Project Gutenberg audio ebooks, 2003/10. The number of books doubled in 18 months, going from 5,000 to 10,000, 2003/10. The Magna Carta, ebook 10,000, 2003/12. First DVD with 9,400 books, 2003. Digitization of 348 books per month, 2003. Project Gutenberg Consortia Center, PGCC, became an official project. Gutenberg site, 2003/12. Launching of Distributed Proofreaders Europe by Project Rastko, 2004/01. Launching of Project Gutenberg Europe by Project Rastko, 2004/02. Michael Hart went off to Europe, Paris, Brussels, Belgrade, 2004/02. Michael Hart's presentation at UNESCO headquarters in Paris, 2004/02. Michael Hart's visit to the European Parliament in Brussels, 2004/10. 5,000 books processed by distributed proofreaders, 2004. Digitization of 338 books per month, 2005/01. The Life of Reason by George Santayana, ebook 15,000, 2005/05. 7,000 books processed by distributed proofreaders, 2005/05. First 100 books processed by distributed proofreaders Europe, 2005/06. 16,000 books in Project Gutenberg, 2005/06. First 100 books in Project Gutenberg Europe, 2005/07. 500 books at Project Gutenberg of Australia, 2005/10. 5th anniversary of distributed proofreaders, 2005. Digitization of 252 books per month, 2006/01. Launching of Project Gutenberg preprints, 2006/02. 8,000 books processed by distributed proofreaders, 2006/05. Creation of the Distributed Proofreaders Foundation, 2006/07. 35th anniversary of Project Gutenberg, 2006/07. New DVD with 17,000 books, 2006/11. Launching of the Project Gutenberg news website, 2006/12. 20,000 books in Project Gutenberg, 2006/12. 400 books processed by distributed proofreaders Europe, 2006. Digitization of 345 books per month, 2007/03. 10,000 books processed by distributed proofreaders, 2007/04. 1,500 books in Project Gutenberg of Australia, 2007/07. Creation of Project Gutenberg Canada, PGC, 2007/12. Launching of Distributed Proofreaders of Canada, DPC, 2007. Digitization of 338 books per month, 2008/03. 100 books in Project Gutenberg of Canada, 2008/04. 25,000 books in Project Gutenberg, 2008/04. English Book Collectors by William Younger Fletcher, ebook 25,000, 2008/05. 500 books in Project Gutenberg Europe 9. Stats. All the stats below are the main Project Gutenberg stats. Stats about other Project Gutenberg sites, Australia, Canada, Europe, are provided in Project Gutenberg News, equals a few milestones. 1,000 books in August 1997, 2,000 books in May 1999, 3,000 books in December 2000, 4,000 books in October 2001, 5,000 books in April 2002, 10,000 books in October 2003, 15,000 books in January 2005, 20,000 books in December 2006, 25,000 books in April 2008, equals new books, yearly averages, 2001, 1,244 books per year, 2002, 2,432 books per year, 2003, 4,176 books per year, 2004, 4,058 books per year, 2005, 3,019 books per year, 2006, 4,141 books per year, 2007, 4,049 books per year, equals new books, monthly averages, 2001, 104 books per month, 2002, 203 books per month, 2003, 348 books per month, 2004, 338 books per month, 2005, 252 books per month, 2006, 345 books per month, 2007, 338 books per month, equals new books, weekly averages, 2001, 24 books per week, 2002, 47 books per week, 2003, 79 books per week, 2004, 78 books per week, 2005, 58 books per week, 2006, 80 books per week, 2007, 78 books per week, equals a few ebooks. Ebook 1, The United States Declaration of Independence, 1776, posted in July, 1971. Ebook 2, The United States Bill of Rights, 1789, posted in 1972. Ebook 5, The United States Constitution, 1787, posted in 1973. Ebook 10, The King James Bible, 1769, posted in August 1989. Ebook 11, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, 1865, posted in January 1991. Ebook 16, Peter Pan by James Barry, 1904, posted in June 1991. Ebook 100, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, 1591-613, posted in January 1994. Ebook 1000, La Divina Commedia di Dante, 1321, in Italian, posted in August 1997. Ebook 2000, Don Quixote by Cervantes, 1605, in Spanish, posted in May 1999. Ebook 3000, A L'Ombre des Junes Fils en Fleurs Vol. 3 by Marcel Proust, 1919, in French, posted in December 2000. Ebook 4000, The French Immortal Series, 1905, posted in October 2001. Ebook 5000, The Notebooks of Leonardo da Vinci, Early 16th Century, posted in April 2002. Ebook 10,000, The Magna Carta Early 13th Century, posted in October 2003. Ebook 15,000, The Life of Reason by George Santayana, 1906, posted in January 2005. Ebook 20,000, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne, 1869, audiobook, posted in December 2006. Ebook 25,000, English Book Collectors by William Younger Fletcher, 1902, posted in April 2008. Equals number of languages with 50 plus books. January 2004, 25 languages. July 2005, 42 languages. December 2006, 50 languages. April 2008, 55 languages equals main languages. July 2005, English, French, German, Finnish, Dutch, Spanish, Chinese. Out of a total of 16,800 books on July 27, 2005, 14,548 books are in English, 577 books in French, 349 books in German, 218 books in Finnish, 130 books in Dutch, 103 books in Spanish, and 69 books in Chinese. December 2006, English, French, German, Finnish, Dutch, Spanish, Italian, Chinese, Portuguese, Tagalog. Out of a total of 19,996 books on December 16, 2006, 17,377 books are in English, 966 books in French, 412 books in German, 344 books in Finnish, 244 books in Dutch, 140 books in Spanish, 102 books in Italian, 69 books in Chinese, 68 books in Portuguese, and 51 books in Tagalog. April 2008. English, French, German, Finnish, Dutch, Portuguese, Chinese, Spanish, Italian, Latin, Tagalog. Out of a total of 25,004 books on April 21, 2008, 21,475 books are in English, 1,168 books in French, 530 books in German, 433 books in Finnish, 326 books in Dutch, 217 books in Portuguese, 196 books in Chinese, 180 books in Spanish, 128 books in Italian, 55 books in Latin, and 54 books in Tagalog. Equals downloads from iBiblio.org. Biblio.org is the main downloading site. The downloads of mirror sites are not included here. July 31, 2005. 37,532 files downloaded in the day. 243,808 files downloaded in the week. 1,154,765 files downloaded in the month. May 6, 2007. 89,841 files downloaded in the day. 697,818 files downloaded in the week. 2,995,436 files downloaded in the month. May 8, 2008. 115,138 files downloaded in the day. 714,323 files downloaded in the week. 3,055,327 files downloaded in the month. 10. Links. Distributed Proofreaders, DP. https://www.pgdp.net/distributed-proofreaders-canada-dpc. http://www.pgdp-canada.net/distributed-proofreaders-europe-dp-europe. http://dp-rastco.net/heart-michael-blog. http://heart-pglaf.org/project-gutenberg. https://www.gutenberg.org/project-gutenberg/catalog. https://www.gutenberg.org/catalog/project-gutenberg/file-recode-service. https://www.gutenberg.org/catalog/world/recode. PHP. Project Gutenberg slash top 100. https://www.gutenberg.org/browse/scores/top. Project Gutenberg Canada, PGC, http://www.gutenberg.consortia-center-pgcc, http://www.gutenberg.europe-pg-europe, http://pge-rastco.net/project-gutenberg-literary-archive-foundation-pglaf, https://www.pglaf.org/project-gutenberg-news-pg-news, http://www.gutenberg-ph/project-gutenberg-preprints, https://www.gutenberg-ph/project-gutenberg-dee, http://gutenberg-spiegel/project-runeberg, http://gutenberg-org/copyright-copyright-2008-marie-lebert. End of Project Gutenberg's Project Gutenberg, 1971-008, by Marie Lebert. End of the Project GUTMBRG-EBOOK Project GUTMBRG, 1971-008, asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works. So the Foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the General Terms of Use part of this license apply to copying and distributing Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the Project GUTMBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start. Full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg, Electronic Works. 1A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg, Electronic Work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property. Trademark Copyright Agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg Electronic Works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg Electronic Work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8. 1B, Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below, 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. This particular work is one of the few individual works protected by copyright law in the United States and most of the remainder of the world, included in the Project Gutenberg collection with the permission of the copyright holder. Information on the copyright owner for this particular work and the terms of use imposed by the copyright holder on this work are set forth at the beginning of this work, 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1E1, the following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual project Gutenberg electronic work is posted, with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the project. Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense, to the user provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain, vanilla ASCII, or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that /he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as but not limited to incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg Trademark Trademark, and any other party distributing a project. Gutenberg Trademark Electronic Work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a, distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work; b, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work; and c, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the State of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-620-19288. Email contact links and up To-date contact information can be found at the Foundation's website, an official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact, Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg. Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The Foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the project. Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper. Edition, most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.